Great to have a kōrero today with Harmony Repia, who is a very sophisticated design kaimahi. Massey University researchers have detailed a master's student project that incorporates Maitauranga Māori to increase our awareness of tsunami risks faced by East Coast communities. And there were workshops within the community, the result, interactive sculptural pōwhenua, or land posts, which describe the relationship between Papatūānuku, Raumoku and Tangaroa. And Harmony Repia is here to talk about that a little more. Warm welcome to you, Harmony. Te nā koe.
Morena, morena. Thank you for having me. Kōrero with you this morning.
And thank you for sharing some. Look, I've seen some of the pōwhenua images of, and so you've got some very interesting thoughts on design and the like, but these are also serving as tohu for us as well, and reminding us of significant risks of natural phenomena such as earthquakes and subsequent tsunamis. But when the headline suggests researchers have detailed a master's student project, could you just explain that to me and to our listeners, Harmony?
So that detail part of the project really does look toward how might we identify new ways to communicate tsunami warning systems for our communities. And it speaks to, for this particular project, a site-specific study for Te Ranganui Akiwa. So, yeah, looking at those tsunami communication systems more specifically.
What did you do? And talk us through some of your concepts and ideas.
Well, I guess the key message from this rangahau is that the people of a community can be the central source of that knowledge. And actually, the rangahau really just created a space for my community, for those who live in Tūranga, to assert their own autonomy, so their own tino rangatiratanga, to identify, well, what is it that I want to integrate into how we form these communication warning systems for Tūranga. And that included their local knowledge and that Mātauranga Māori. And that's what comes through in that final pōwhenua that you were just describing, where actually that final pōwhenua represents our atua, and it represents te ao Māori or Mātauranga Māori in the ways that we might understand how tsunamis are formed, how they occur, and how we might recognise the warning signs for tsunami.
So talk us through how you came up with the ideas, and you're talking about communicating potential disasters in a taha Māori way. I suppose we're used to waiting for beep beeps on our telephones, but this is something quite unique, quite different. And you consulted with the community. What kōrero did they share with you?
Well, the kōrero that came out of the interviews and the workshops really was, we want to have relevant communications that are embedded or come from the knowledge base that we have about Tūranga, so in our area. So if we think about taniwha that can be metaphors to help describe risk within our waters, why not embed that knowledge into how we build these communication warning systems? If we have titirangi, our maunga, how might our pōwhenua point towards that as a way of indicating, hey, that's where we need to go? And so through that kōrero and through the sharing of that whakaaro with our community, the pōwhenua represents the relationships between Papatūānuku, Ruamoko and Tangaroa. So let's imagine that Papatūānuku is the Hikarangi subduction zone, or it's the Australian and the Pacific plate. And actually, when you activate that plate, that transfer of energy to Ruamoko, who creates that shaking and that earthquake, then transfers that energy to Tangaroa, which we see in the form of a tsunami. So it's about breaking down how we understand tsunami to be formed from a different lens or a different perspective. And that's where that kōrero from the community came through when designing this final pōwhenua.
Where are they, the pōwhenua?
So the pōwhenua really was a catalyst. So it's not necessarily something that was built. It's something that helps to prompt a conversation, because the rangahau really is about allowing and creating the space for the community to take ownership of creating their own risk management system. So the pōwhenua acts as a prompt for conversation, to further discussion, to enhance those community discussions about raising tsunami awareness about that's relevant and meaningful for our own community.
They're interesting and very beautiful. Where would you suggest our listeners, if they'd like to sort of understand more what you're speaking of, Harmony, is there a particular site you'd suggest they swing by and have a squizzy at?
Of course. There's the title of this paper is called Niho Taniwha, a site-specific case study for Tūranga Nui a Kiwa. And if you type in Niho Taniwha, Tūranga Nui a Kiwa or tsunami risk, you will come to a website, and on that website there's links there to help link you off to this paper more specifically, and it also links you to the thesis itself if you're interested in taking a read in that as well.
Ka pai, what stage are you at with your studies at Massey then, Harmony?
Oh, goodness. So I've completely finished my studies. So that was a master's study. And now I'm currently working as a senior design researcher for a tech company.
Meaning?
Oh, so that means that so I work for Xero Accounting Software, and my role enables me to have conversations with people to uncover user behaviors, user needs, user motivations, to help drive decision-making and how we build products. So there's a direct correlation between how I approach that rangahau and what I'm doing now.
Very nice to talk with you, Harmony. Thanks very much. You've got some interesting takes on how we should celebrate ourselves as Tangata Whenua. It's been very nice sharing some kōrero with you here on Irirangi Wātea. Mauri ora ki a koe. Thanks so much, Harmony.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, ngā mihi.